Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Theo in White Plains. What's up, Theo?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to talk about the St. John's coaching opening.
Okay.
So I know your guy is for the job is Tim Kluis, but
I think he fits the job well. That's all.
No, I think he should be a candidate at some point, but I think the hire here is Rick Pitino, and I know.
Right, see, but again, Rick Pitino's in a different category. That's a completely different category. You're asking the president of that school to have a conversation with the NCAA and with the FBI about whether or not he is hireable. That is what, there's no candidate out there who comes close to Rick Pitino as a candidate. If he is allowed to be hired. And we don't know if he is. We don't know what the NCAA is going to tell schools when they talk to him. And then there's other issues like who's paying Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino doesn't get paid a couple of bucks. He gets paid a ton of money.
Right. But here's my perspective on this.
There's no perspective on Rick Pitino. I mean, come on. We don't need a perspective on Rick Pitino.
Hold on. When Auburn made the Final Four, do you think that fan base cared?
Doesn't matter. You're talking about, listen, do you know anything about St. John's?
Yes, I do. I know they're a very archaic religious institution, and this is why they're in the position they're in.
But remember something. You, on the outside, knowing nothing about the school or nothing about how the school's run, calling it that, they don't care what you think about their basketball program, okay? They're going to try and win basketball games, but if you think they're going to do it at the expense of their beliefs, it's not going to happen. They're not going to say, let's just hire anybody that we want, and we're not going to check into whether or not we think he should be representing our school. They're not going to do that.
But, okay, I'm guessing you're talking about his extramarital affair, but who cares?
No, I'm not talking about that, you fool. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact of what happened with the FBI last year.
Okay, but their fan base and their alumni base will not.
Don't you know any? Listen, you don't even know right now if he's allowed to be hired.
He's not on a show card. They haven't given
him. You don't know anything about it. How do you know that?
Because they haven't told him that he's on a show card.
You're not talking about the FBI. You're talking about the NCAA. The NCAA talks. Listen, let me try to explain this to you since you don't know what you're talking about, Theo. Okay? When you go to hire a coach, you call the NCAA and ask them, is this coach hireable? If they say no, conversation's over. Conversation is over.
If they had sanctions against him,
it's not sanctions. It doesn't. You don't get it, okay? You don't think there's bigger, richer schools that would run to hire Rick Pitino if they could? Why didn't UCLA go after Rick Pitino?
Let me hear why.
Tell me why UCLA, which is five times bigger than St. John's will ever be, why didn't UCLA go after Rick Pitino?
UCLA is another school that's living in the past that will not think progressive.
You don't know what you're talking about. Who makes the decisions at UCLA?
Probably their donors.
You don't know. Who makes the decision at St. John's?
Bob Gempisaw and Joe Oliva.
No, they don't. What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. My God. Listen. You don't even know if Pitino is allowed to be hired by a college school or not. There are schools that that St. John's can't compete with financially, unless Mike Rapoli is going to write the check himself. That athletic department doesn't have the money to compete with schools out there that could write a check for Pitino in 20 seconds. Rick Pitino is a legendary coach. We know that. There's no other candidates if Rick Pitino is in the mix. We understand that. Anybody who's like, oh, St. John's would hire Rick Pitino, that doesn't take any brains to say that. We understand that Rick Pitino's in a different league. The question is he hireable? And that's something that you're not going to get a conversation about, and I'm not going to get a conversation about, but the president of the school is. with one phone call. The president of the school happens to be a priest. And he's going to call up and he's going to get a conversation. And the conversation is going to go, well, here's why you're not allowed to hire him. And that's the end of the conversation. Now, either that happens or it doesn't happen. Now, I don't know if Rick Pitino is hireable or not. Do not know that yet. If he was going to be hired, if he was going to be in the mix this year for a college job, then I think he would have been in the mix at UCLA, which has the wherewithal to hire Rick Pitino a lot quicker than St. John's does. Now, can St. John's put the money together? Yeah, if Mike Rapoli wants to write the check. And maybe he does. But the bottom line is, the check is one thing. What you got to find out is they're not going to hire a guy who the NCAA tells them, we don't think he is hireable. Now, we don't know where this thing stands now, this investigation. We don't know. Rick made a really weird statement. I want an apology from the Southern District before I would take the St. John's job. No, he doesn't. Rick either wants the St. John's job or he doesn't. He clearly does because he wants any job right now. He wants to coach, which I understand. I told you last year when he left my studio, when he was still telling people he wouldn't coach again, I told you that day he would coach again. He's already coached. I told you that day there's not a chance in the world he's not coaching again. Because I know him. I know what he is. He's a coach. He went and coached in Greece, and he's a great coach. He's as good a coach as there is. Nobody's better than Pitino. Nobody. You might be as good, you're not better. Nobody's better than Pitino. But right now, I don't know that he's hireable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.